This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Russian Defense Ministry says that two men fired at other troops at a Russian military firing range near Ukraine. The shooting left 11 dead, 15 others wounded. The two attackers were also killed in the melee. The ministry said in a statement that the shooting on Saturday took place in a Belgorod region in southwestern Russia that borders Ukraine. It said that the two men from an unnamed ex-Soviet nation fired on other soldiers during target practice and were killed by return fire. The ministry called the incident a terrorist attack. The shooting comes amid a hasty mobilization order by Russian President Vladimir Putin to beef up the Russian forces in Ukraine. Regions of southern Ukraine that Russian President Vladimir Putin annexed saw more heavy fighting on Saturday as Ukrainian soldiers pressed a ground campaign to recapture one. The Russian forces fired long-range missiles and deployed Iranian-made drones in another. A missile strike also seriously damaged a key energy facility in Ukraine's capital region, the country's grid operator said, following mounting setbacks. The Russian military had worked to cut off power and water in far-flung populated areas while also fending off Ukrainian counterattacks in occupied areas. Funerals for the miners killed in a coal mine explosion in northern Turkey have begun as officials raised the death toll to at least 41. There were 110 people working in that mine when the explosion occurred Friday evening at the state-owned Turkish Hard Coal Enterprises mine in Amasra. The town is in the Black Sea coastal province of Artin. Officials said 11 miners were injured and hospitalized while 58 others managed to get out on their own. This is VOA News. Chronic fuel shortages in France, sparked by strikes and panic buying, are now fraying nerves and testing both the resilience and ingenuity of millions of French workers who depend on their vehicles to do their jobs. After runs on toilet paper, pasta, and other essentials at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, fuel and where to find it are the latest obsessions in France. The government has urged motorists not to panic buy. Some gas stations have banned jerry cans. Nurses are among those hard hit because they need their cars to visit patients at home. For nurses making their morning rounds on Saturday, gasoline was the number one subject for discussion. The Biden administration's policy shift on Venezuelan migrants may pose an enormous challenge to overstretched Mexican shelters. The U.S. has coupled plans to let up to 24,000 Venezuelans apply online to fly to the U.S. for temporary stays with a pledge to immediately turn back Venezuelans who cross the border illegally from Mexico. The rapid expulsions expand a Trump-era policy that denies rights to seek asylum on grounds of preventing the spread of COVID-19. Venezuelans have suddenly become the second largest nationality at the U.S. border after Mexicans, a growing challenge to President Joe Biden and neighboring allies. It's been an especially violent week for police across the United States, including the deaths of two Connecticut police officers and the wounding of a third. Even as the number of officers has dropped in the past 2 years, the number being targeted and killed has risen. Organizers that track violence against police say 56 officers have been killed by gunfire so far this year. That's a number that is up 14% from this time last year, and it's about 45% from this time in 2020. Countries on track to approach or surpass other top annual totals of recent years, including 73 officers killed in 2011, 67 in 2016. Recapping our top story, the Russian Defense Ministry says that two men fired at other troops at a Russian military firing range near Ukraine. That shooting left 11 people dead, 15 others wounded. The attackers were also killed. Also, regions of southern Ukraine that Russian President Vladimir Putin has annexed saw more heavy fighting on Saturday as Ukrainian soldiers pressed a ground campaign to recapture one, and Russian forces fired long-range missiles and deployed Iranian-made drones in another. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.